Steve Jobs once said, "We're here to put a dent in the universe." Well, fintech has certainly put a dent in the financial services industry over the past few years. This podcast series focuses on the story of those individuals who took Jobs' advice, the dent makers, if you will. This is the Fintech Five.
I'm talking to Bailey, the one and only Bailey.
Today's guest is my friend Bailey Retzel. Let's see, you're the author and owner of Money Tripping. You're young, cool, and you have green hair. So you're awesome. And we're at the CEB conference up here in Boston. Bailey, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm thrilled. It's always good seeing you.
Thank you.
You ready to do this?
Yeah.
All right. Time's going to start now. Why don't you tell us a little bit about money tripping first?
Okay.
How you came up with the idea for it and exactly what is money tripping?
Yeah. Money tripping is just an entrepreneurial project. I've been wanting to go on a 48-state drive for a decade, probably. I decided that I had momentum to go off on my own. I had the money to the savings to do the 48-state drive, and I decided to keep that momentum in finance and fintech and write about that. And one of the more interesting things I found is just this fintech revolution that we all talk about is like not talked about anywhere else. You know, throughout the country, nobody really knows what fintech means. They hardly know what Bitcoin is and like what banks are trying to do to innovate.
Isn't it funny? I mean, we're people that listen to Breaking Banks, myself and in the group, you know, we're way too close to the flame, right?
Yeah.
About any of
that. That was really the interesting thing. It's like I wanted to get out of that echo chamber because I was writing for American Banker and Payment Source. It's like I was in it and I thought all these things were really cool and they could do so much for society. And then you just step back. You talk to these people and they're like, we don't want that or we're not really thinking about that.
That was kind of the evolution of the blocks. So I remember reading some of the early articles and how you started with it and where it ended up. Were you surprised at that life cycle?
You know, I was really surprised. I was surprised it got political pretty quickly. But when you talk about money...
You're surprised it was political. We're in the midst of a... Sorry,
know,
for those not
right,
in the U.S.,
right, yeah.
we're at a circus right now.
Yeah, here. And so it was great that we are in the circus that because there was great content from that. But I was surprised that once you started talking about money and finance with people, they started talking politics pretty quickly. That is what they think about when they think money. Yeah. We're kind of growing out of that recession, but it's still pretty bad for large swaths of the population. The income disparity continues to grow. And so that's really what they're thinking about. They're not thinking about how my bank can like give me a digital product necessarily.
How would you describe yourself for the folks that are listening that don't know you? How would you categorize yourself? How's that
how
for
would
a good
I
question?
Categorize myself. Well, I mean, I am a millennial, I suppose. I think that's how a lot of the banking industry would probably categorize me.
Yeah.
The last conference that I spoke at, I spoke about the sharing economy at the BAI conference in San Diego. And it was funny, all these bankers are asking me all these questions, like, why do millennials hate banks? How do we get them to be more loyal? And this one woman raised their hand and she was like, it's funny because we're all talking to you and asking you questions like you're an animal at the zoo. And I quite like that. And
yeah.
I'm fine categorizing myself as that as well. But I don't speak for all millennials. I can't speak for
yeah.
the swath.
We're real good at taking 85 million folks in the U.S. and saying, hey, they're all digital savvy.
Yeah,
all,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You know,
sure.
No, they're not.
Yeah, and I'm digital savvy. I would say I'm a liberal. How else would I categorize myself?
You're a very good writer. You're good at expressing
thank you.
What you see.
Thank you.
That's
yeah.
hard, don't you think? I mean, I find it, I hate writing. I mean, I'm working at it. I find that tough.
It can be. I mean, I've had a lot of practice. I think money tripping was also an evolution of what I wanted my voice to be. So also towards the beginning, I was writing more like I would write at Payment Source or another trade publication. And as I went, I started mixing in my voice with that as well. So being a little more edgy, talking about the fringes of society that I was interacting with.
That's the part about the blog I liked. I liked the evolution of it. It was mm-hmm. great when it started. It's fantastic. How it wrapped up. All right, so we're in the last minute now. This is rapid fire questions. So I'm going to ask you a question. This is off the top of your head. Not allowed
okay.
to think. Okay. Right off the top of your head. There is no wrong okay. answer. If I start laughing, just go with it. Okay.
All right.
So here we go. Where do you live when you're not on the road?
Missouri.
Where'd you go to school?
Missouri.
What's the greatest state in the union? Okay, we'll move right past that. Who's your favorite writers?
I really like Hunter S. Thompson. I think that's probably shown in the blog. And I'm also reading Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance right now.
Oh,
and that is such a great book.
That is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Read her post from Vegas, by the way, on money tripping. That will you'll see the Hunter S. Thompson kind of link there. I think it's
right,
fantastic.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Who do you like to follow the most in the fintech space? who do you enjoy? What bloggers and speakers?
Okay, good question. So I keep up with Dave Birch quite a bit. He knows this. Yeah, this will make his ego grow even bigger than it already is. God. But he writes some really great stuff. We disagree about some of the stuff, which I think is nice
to makes it
see
better.
That. Yeah. I still read American Banker and Payment Source and those publications.
Great.
So Mary Wisniewski, I think, writes spot on stuff. Brian Yerkin also writes
that was
really
very
great
nice.
Stuff.
You called him out. All right, and that's it. We're at that time. All right, where can I learn more about Money Tripping or any of the readers?
Yeah, moneytripping.com, super easy. That's where the blog is. You can also follow me on Twitter at BLR13. I post everything there. And shamelessly promote.
Honestly, thank you for doing this. Dave Perch, keep your ego in check.